We're going to do you a folk song right now, I think, because it's sort of important to us. You might not realize this. It might not mean anything to you, but, you know, a year ago we were a bunch of hillbillies, and now we're all folks, which has been cultural step upward for Rodney and things. But it's had some difficult moments for the Dillards, I can assure you, because we came straight from Salem, Missouri, and came out here, and about the second month we were out here, we got invited to go to the Newport Folk Festival because, you know, they could tell we were ethnic and everything. They smelled our shirts. And we went out there to Newport, you know, and we played at the same festival with all the rest of the, you know, big biscuits in the folk music business, among whom was Joan Baez, who did a song that, she sang a song that we've been doing ever since we were just little old kids, you know, about an old dog named Blue. And I didn't even know it was a sad song till I heard her sing it. That's where we were. You know, it's about this old dog gets caved in about the third verse of it. Which, of course, is sad. But we'd always managed to, you know, control ourselves and everything. But I'm going to tell you something about Joan Baez. She had, of course, she has a beautiful voice anyway. And she got turned on about this old dog. And she got that audience so emotionally involved with this old coonhound that they were crying and frothing at the mouth, and Rodney bit Pete Seeger on the leg. He wanted to bite Joan Baez on the leg, actually. but at any rate, you know, we just felt rotten because that was the song we were getting ready to do. And we worried about it a lot and talked about it. And I tell you what, we came to sort of a rationalization about it, that it's not that she does the song right and we do it wrong. I think it's just that the maybe they feel a little bit different about dogs up where she's from than maybe down where we're from. You may not know this. We don't ever shave them up into little balls much. Dogs, you know, you got a lot of dogs in the family. By the time you're 10 years old, you've either, you know, you've worn out or run over 8 or 10 dogs. And somewhere along the line in these formative years, your feeling, your emotion about dogs sort of changes a little bit. Like, for instance, I remember when mine changed. I was about 17 years old, and I had an old coonhound that went out and ate about half of a dead hog that had been laying in the sun for about a week. And then he came straight home and crawled under the couch in the living room where I was trying to court this girl and made flatulent noises. And vomited a lot. I tell you, it's always sort of been our theory that anybody that's been, you know, barfed out of their own living room is not going to sing Old Blue the way Joan Baez does. Here's the way we do it.